Now there's an eye-opener for you. A jalapeno for the soul, if you will. And now, more than 40 years after the fact, it still bangs around in my head, much like the bullet supposedly did in the car that fateful day. Imagine my surprise when I read that passage at the age of 16. So much for Camelot. I have never laughed like that before, nor have I very often since. It brought my nervous system to a halt, as if I were hit by a stun gun. My breath was caught in my throat. Then somehow, against all sense of the values and decency instilled in me, I expelled a laugh of epic proportions. It was a laugh full of screaming and tears. It was as if someone were scratching their nails on a blackboard with one hand and tickling me with the other. I knew I shouldn't be laughing, but I was, and it felt good. It unraveled a psychic knot of pain that had been tied up in me ever since that scratchy announcement came over the speaker system in my high school. It shook me to my roots. I had crossed the border into a foreign and forbidden land where I didn't understand the language or the customs, but I felt better there. There are no doubt millions of people who would consider my laughter at this very dirty, absolutely filthy joke my ticket to eternal damnation. Obviously, I'm not one of them. And there isn't much middle ground here. Either Mr. Krasner made you laugh, or he shocked you into utter silence. I can sense some of you thinking, well, that's enough of this nonsense. I have better things to do with my time. And you'd be right, of course, but only for yourself. That's what separates us, and why we find each other so strange. So to you, I say goodbye. As for the few of you left on my somewhat skewed side, let us continue.